Welcome to Game Study Hall. Hide your DS in a book and act like you're working.
It's Game Study Hall.
Tonight on the Dan and Guy Power Hour.
Alright, so ignoring all of my stuff, you texted me today, and I kind of meant to follow up, but I played Frisbee instead. What are you talking about?
Half-Life 2 Episode 3 is confirmed. 4 cancelled.
Okay, so they're just not making it.
Yes.
That's not big news. Wait, why is that big news?
Well, because the writer who wrote the story for the first two Half-Lives, obviously he quit Valve a year and a half ago. Well, the non-disclosure agreement finally lifted, so to his blog he posted what the storyline would have been.
I don't entirely understand. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to ever come out.
Well, no, it's not going to come out. The one, you know, small saving grace would be something like maybe they were doing Half-Life 3 and Half-Life 2 Episode 3 in parallel, and they decided to scrap Episode 3, but because Half-Life 3's storyline was dependent on it, this leaked out as a kind of a bridging, but yeah, realistically, it's dead.
I guess I had a pessimistic view in general, but like, I wasn't ever expecting it to happen.
Why not?
Because, I mean, it'd been so long, there are so many other projects happening that, like...
I mean, there are plenty of games that... Like, video game medium is pretty young, so, you know, the games that do have that, oh my god, it was dead for 12 years, then it came back, like, those are rare, but they're not,
well,
like...
No, I don't think
they're becoming more common.
I don't think there are any games that were, like, ever being worked on for that actual period of time, and then...
Well, no, they just decide to make another one.
Duke Nukem Forever was not worked on. Like, there was work done on the game.
Yeah, there was on and off work done, and then they finally decided to make a game from scratch and call it Duke Nukem Forever.
Right. And, you know, I would not, had there been a Half-Life Episode 3 or just a Half-Life 3 in the future, I would not have been like, whoa, that's insane. I would be like, okay, cool. I'm glad this is out. I enjoy Half-Life. I really like the two episodes. I'm glad there's more. But I've never expected any more of it to come out. Any more so than I have any other product that I enjoy. But that might also be because I got into Half-Life 2 later than it came out. Well, Half-Life 2... So I never played Half-Life. I played Half-Life 2. Like, 2 or 3 years after it came out, and thought it was great, and I loved it. And then the chapters came out, and I thought those were great, and I loved them.
Oh, yeah, by the time you played it, like, episode 1 was, what, already out, and episode 2 was coming out soon? So you had, like, no downtime.
I think so. So I played episodes 1 and 2 both came in the orange box, which is how I played them, and was the first time I'd even heard about them. And I only played Half-Life 2 at all because I was going to go buy Counter-Strike, and I got Half-Life with it, right?
Yeah.
Or I bought Half-Life specifically to get Counter-Strike. I don't remember what the circumstance was, but it was based on Counter-Strike.
The same engine.
Right. I just meant that my intention was to get the game Counter-Strike. Half-Life 2 was just an extra thing that I happened to also really, really like. So I guess it was always extra for me. So I was never, like, champion at the bit to get more of it, even though I thoroughly enjoy it and do want more.
Well, I just linked you more.
You just linked me more? Or just that one link? Okay, I thought you linked a third link. No. Yeah, obviously I'm going to read this and, like, dissect it into oblivion.
Yeah.
But I'll post in the show notes also, in case anyone else is willing to go down this rabbit hole with me.
I mean, I would assume people read it this morning.
I mean, I didn't hear about it, and I'm someone who I would... I think it's not true. Today, actually, of all days, is exactly the day that I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
Because I spent most of today sleeping, and then playing Frisbee. And oh boy, does my arm hurt.
What was I going to say? So I, you know, obviously haven't played any of the Half-Lives, because I was waiting for the series to be completed. Because I correctly, for the first time, you know, did the I'm not going to get invested into something until I know it has an ending.
Well, hold on. It does have an ending. Half-Life 1 and Half-Life 2 both end, I would say, in a pretty good...
No, Half-Life 2 doesn't end, because it ends on a cliffhanger.
No. It doesn't end on a cliffhanger. It ends on the possibility of more. A cliffhanger would be like, oh my god, what happens next? Not, oh, there are going to be more adventures. Half-Life 2 ends with, there will be more adventures. But Half-Life 2, the game, is completely concluded and in an interesting way.
Nope. Not getting rolled into it.
I mean, you can play Half-Life 2 and nothing else and still have a completely concluded story.
Nope.
I mean, you don't really play first-person shooters anyway, right?
No, but I've heard good things about this game. And assuming Half-Life 3 came out and everyone said, wow, this is amazing, it completes the story, I then would have gone through and played all of them.
But I'm saying... Two completes the story of two. You won't feel like you're missing anything.
As far as I can tell from the general reactions to this, yes, I would feel like I'm missing something. That'd be like saying, oh, you know, I read, like, you know, the first three Game of Thrones books, and then I didn't read anything after that, but they tell a complete story.
No, it would be like watching A New Hope and then never seeing Empire.
Right, but if you knew that Empire existed...
But Empire... No, but in this circumstance, Empire doesn't exist. It'd be like if they made A New Hope and then never made Empire.
No, it'd be like if they made A New Hope, made Empire, and didn't make Return of the Jedi, and you watched A New Hope and then said...
No, well, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's not like that. It's like they made A New Hope and then never made Jedi or Empire.
Then what are the episodes?
What are the episodes?
What's
the
episode one? What's episode
more
two?
Story. You know, if I... So... Episode 2 is the only one that kind of that ends on a cliffhanger, because it actually ends on a cliffhanger.
So right there, it does.
No, I'm saying, but Half-Life 2, the game Half-Life 2, ends, like, it ends. There is an ending, it concludes, and it's very good. You don't have to play the chapters. The chapters don't add to 2 in the way you're thinking that, like, other things complete the, like, story you're expecting. 2 is contained and interesting and very good.
Nope, not getting rolled in.
I think you're just misunderstanding the entire thing.
I've been burned too many times by things with bad endings and things with no endings. I'm not getting...
No, but that's the point. You know that there is not going to be more of this, and
yeah, so
it has an ending.
There would be no ending.
No, there isn't. As I'm saying, there is an ending. It has an ending. And you know they will not add more to it to ruin that ending.
So you're saying that Episode 1 and Episode 2 do not affect the end of just 2 in any way?
Correct. You can play 2 and nothing else, and you will not feel like you're missing anything.
Other than the fact I would know that I'm missing what's in 1 and what's in 2.
Well, you can play 1 and be fine. It's only Chapter 2 that has the cliffhanger ending.
But I would still know, oh geez, there's still more Half-Life out there I want to consume.
But there isn't more Half-Life out there that you
want
to consume.
Yes, there'd be Episode 2.
The only thing about that ending is that it ends in the way... You're someone who's read and watched Game of Thrones, and you're complaining about endings that are just everybody dies.
Because I didn't... No, my issue with Game of Thrones was I didn't want to consume it, and everyone's like, Guy, you gotta, Guy, you gotta, it's gonna be so good, Guy, you gotta. And then I got burned by books are gonna have no ending, show's gonna have a bad ending.
If the ending is you can't defeat the enemy, would that upset you?
No. No, because that is an ending.
Okay, then there you go. You will not be disappointed.
But I would be disappointed by, you know, that just being, oh, I guess we can't defeat this enemy, and then it was just left unfinished.
No, that's what I'm saying. If you accept that as an ending, it's not unfinished.
It's unfinished if the people making it had intention to make more and then didn't.
That's only if you don't subscribe to the writer is dead philosophy, which you definitely should subscribe to.
Oh, that thing where once something's out there, it's, you know, free for everyone to just kind of consume and enjoy?
No, that the... regardless of future plans, the work of art stands on its own. So if you were to, you know, play Half-Life 1, 2, Episodes 1, and Episode 2, and know that these are the only Half-Lives, then you will not feel like, oh, but there was supposed to be a third one of these, because you would interpret the ending as an ending, right?
And then it would be a very disappointing ending.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not a disappointing ending if you don't treat it like there should be more of these. Right? Like, if you play each one assuming it's the last one, which is the way you should play them, you will not feel cheated.
Well, either way, I will not be playing them ever, because I can't risk it.
But they're good.
Yeah, and you know what? Then allow me to paint you a different scenario. Let's say I play them. There's one of two things that'll happen. Either A, they're bad, in which case I'm wasting my time, or the more likely scenario, scenario B, they're good, and I want more, and now I can't get more.
But that is everything that ends, right?
No, there are plenty of things that end with a complete story, and then, you know, they were not meant to have any follow-up, and it's a complete package.
That's what I'm saying. This is what Half-Life is.
No, it's do not very clear.
But there is not any more.
But because I have knowledge of the fact that there was going to be more, I know it's not a complete package.
And it is a complete package. This is all of the Half-Life.
There was going to be more, and that ruined it.
That doesn't mean it. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean anything. The writer is dead.
No. My, you know... How would I put the fact that my prior knowledge going in tells me this is not the case.
So you're going to miss out on not just interesting things, but you're also going to miss out on the ability to have a conversation about things in the zeitgeist because of this.
Yes.
All right. It's your choice. I will say this. So there's a really cool series where someone narrates all of Half-Life 1. Because Gordon Freeman is like this one of the silent protagonists. So this guy did this whole series where he plays through the entire game and narrates his his internal monologue.
He does it as Gordon?
Yeah, so like he's playing it in first person, and it's like what he's thinking, what he would say to the people he's interacting with. It's very good. It's very funny. And he just started doing Half-Life 2. Which, if you're not going to play the games, I think is a pretty solid way to...
But I don't want to experience them, because then I'll want to play them, and then there won't be more.
But no, I'm saying, these are good, but these don't make you want to play the games.
Nope, not getting roped in.
What do you gain out of this?
I don't have the mental anguish of knowing that I want more of something that I can't get.
All right. Yeah, I guess I can't argue with that, even though it's crazy and wrong. But, all right. I guess I don't really know what I'm going to do with this information in a general sense. I really didn't think I'd ever see any of this. So the fact that it's canceled is... It's like when they cancel StarCraft Ghosts, I'm just like, yeah, alright, cool. Although, I still can't believe they didn't make that game.
You can't believe they what?
They didn't make StarCraft Ghost? Do you not even know what StarCraft Ghost is?
Oh, yeah, wasn't that going to be, first-person shooter?
It was a third-person, shooter action game where you played as one of the ghosts. It sounds like a great idea. It's a great premise. Rumor is most of it got wrapped into Overwatch at some point. But that's what everyone says about everything Blizzard does, is that whatever it was got wrapped into Overwatch.
I highly doubt that, because Overwatch is made using modern engines, and... StarCraft Ghost was from, 15 years ago?
Yeah. Character elements and, story beats and stuff like that. No, the engine itself, stuff like that, obviously no, but...
Oh, yeah, gameplay mechanics. We want a class that can do this.
Yeah, it's just, characteristics and story and...
I know Overwatch was... They had all those Titan Art assets, and, this was a waste of money. We can at least
Right, they scrapped the StarCraft MMO that they definitely should have made. I can't believe they didn't do that.
Titan wasn't a StarCraft MMO. It was going to be the Overwatch MMO, and then they're like, oh, wait, we can just make a first-person shooter instead.
I mean, if it wasn't a StarCraft... Like, if they were making an MMO that wasn't a StarCraft MMO, they're stupid, and...
No, they were making a new IP.
When they Overwatch. Already had one they invested a bunch of money in that people really liked and had interesting lore. That's, not a smart decision.
Well, yeah, that's probably why they canceled the project.
They've over time, they've invested so much stuff into StarCraft to just ignore all of that lore that worked so well for Warcraft that, like, oh, hey, we made these RTSs, let's use it for this other game that worked perfectly for them.
I think the one thing would be coming out with another MMO. They could be worried about cannibalizing their own sales.
Oh, right. I mean, the MMO in general, like, yeah... But I just meant the whole idea of not making it about StarCraft was the crazy part.
Well, you know, that is kind of crazy, but at the same time, you know, they hadn't made a new IP since, what, Diablo? At the time Overwatch came out, it had been...
No, it wasn't StarCraft. I guess, actually, StarCraft and Diablo came out, like, the same time, didn't they?
I remember reading it's like, they hadn't come out with a new IP in, like, 16 years. You know, sometimes there is a reason to... look at someone and say, geez, you know, you've been skating off your old accomplishments for 2 decades now. When are you going to do something new?
I mean, I think this, like, and Overwatch is great, and I'm not, like, faulting the whole, like, new IP thing, but if you're going to make an MMO, which is a huge undertaking, on a bunch of levels between, like, player investment and story and all this stuff, to go full, fresh
new
IP
is, yeah, it's dangerous.
Yeah. No, it's not just dangerous. There's a certain level of, like, dangerous versus just dumb?
Stupid, yes. It's dangerous to the point of stupid. The chance of getting their return on investment was so low, it wouldn't happen.
And, you know, ultimately, it was obviously a smart decision to go with Overwatch and not Titan. Like, Overwatch is great, and they did a very good job.
I mean, it's entirely possible. They've even made back a good portion of the development costs. That'd actually be interesting to see. I'd like to know that.
Whether or not it...
Like, whether
Overwatch
or not Overwatch
paid.
Profits have paid for the Titan development costs. Like, how much did they invest in Titan?
I mean, so that raises a very good question of...
How far along were they? Like,
well, not
were
just
they...
how far along were they, but also how much of that was pure Titan development versus we're going to use this as, like, an experimental platform for all of our stuff. And we're not really, like, we're working on Titan, but we're also just, like...
Yeah, because remember, Titan was going to be, like, a first-person MMO or something. Like, I remember hearing that somewhere. So, like, where were they going with this? Was this, could we use it for X? Could we use it for Y? And then they just kind of settled into, let's go with an MMO. Oh, wait, no, let's go with a first-person shooter.
Right, like, you know, the idea of being, like, experimentation versus actual development is pretty different. You know, so it's hard to tell of, like, how much of that was lost versus...
You wouldn't call it a loss anyways, because this was just here for you to kind of stretch your legs and come up with ideas and see what worked.
And, you know, clearly it paid off, because...
Oh, I mean, from the time... I guarantee you the time that they spent developing Overwatch has already been paid for, but it's how much more?
Right. Which is also then tied into how much of Titan's development is lost from the, like, we were working on a thing, we didn't do it.
Yeah.
You know. And I think probably very little of that is actually lost, is my point.
Yeah. I mean, they wouldn't cancel a project that had the potential to at least release and recoup some losses. Like, they cancel it if it's, no, this is going nowhere.
Or, you know, they were using it as this experimental platform, which is kind of what I suspect was the case. Who knows, other than Blizzard?
It's disappointing that they don't tell these things. I feel like that's the kind of, like, fun story to tell. But then again, I guess the reason why you wouldn't tell that story is so that...
Right, you don't want to, like... Well, you also don't want people to lose faith in you, and you also don't want people being like, oh, but I really wanted that, now I'm upset about it, right?
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's even simpler of, let's say they still have some stuff done for Titan that, you know...
Oh, if they ever decide to go back?
Not even if they ever decide to go back, what if they just add it to WoW? Like, remember, every time there's a WoW expansion, they usually do rewrite huge swaths of the engine for some stupid reason. Like, for all we know, pick a mechanic that happened in Legion that could have been something that they had planned for Titan.
I don't think stuff needs to be a secret, though, right?
Like, no, but it's like, if you say, oh, Legion got the leftovers from Titan versus, yeah, Legion, we have this new mechanic.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could also be like, here are all the things we worked on for, you know, Titan, and people are like, oh, we really like this idea, you should definitely use it for WoW.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you're at a point now with WoW's player base where...
Oh, WoW is definitely, they don't care about new players. It's all about, can we keep the existing players playing and paying?
Right, well, right, you have a dedicated fan base who clearly enjoy your product.
Yeah, and like, they're not going anywhere, assuming, if as long as you don't do anything stupid and change the product, they're not going to go anywhere. They lasted through WoD, they lasted through Cataclysm. They'll take anything, as long as you keep churning it out.
Right, but I mean the general sense of, that fan base is also, like, they're clearly invested. So if you were like, hey, here's a bunch of stuff, you know, what do you want? They would, you know, it's in their interest to also be like, oh, this is what would be good. Let's do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anyone's going to feel slighted by that. I would hope.
They might feel slighted if you told them it was from Titan.
Oh, and just dropped it on them versus asking them?
Yeah, well, if you say, hey, we're adding this, it was a scrapped feature from Titan. You say, ah, leftovers. Or you just say, hey, we're adding this. They get the
or
same thing.
Or you say, hey, we have this. Do you want it?
Yeah, but then if they don't get it, they'd say, well, why wouldn't you just give it to us?
People like to feel like they're involved in the process, right?
Customers don't know what they're doing. Customer's always wrong.
Yeah, isn't that your grocery store's, like, motto or something?
That was the PNC's unofficial motto, yes.
Yeah. Well, if they knew any better, they wouldn't shop here, right? That sort of thing.
PNC went out of business years ago.
So, correct in my statement?
It went out of business mostly due to just being too small scale. It couldn't compete with stuff like Walmart or Target. Basically, so in the 50s, right, the regional grocery stores put the mom-and-pop places out of business. And mom-and-pop places are like, oh, we can't compete. It's too expensive. And then, you know, regional places are like, tough. We've got better prices. And then, you know, the national stuff started putting the regional stuff out of business. And it's the same thing, like, oh, what, you're coming in here and you're replacing us? And it's like, yeah, can't compete. Tough. Someday, international grocery stores will replace our national grocery stores.
I don't think an international grocery store could ever be efficient enough for someone to start that business.
Oh, no. I feel like if you had the kind of buying power where you could always afford to get the cheapest possible product and ship it around...
I don't know. I mean, I feel like... Especially for, like, grocery stores.
In fact, we'll see, because Amazon now is trying to get into the grocery store business, and they have the money and scale to do just that. We could see Amazon eventually replace Walmart.
I mean, it has in a lot of ways. But
exactly. It's already, you know, chewing into Walmart's brick-and-mortar business for, like, non-food products. Could they get the food?
Right, but Amazon's not... a brick-and-mortar location. They just facilitate shipping.
Right, I mean, but I'm saying, imagine if Amazon could guarantee ship you, like, same-day groceries, cold. So, like, you can get your milk, you can get your fresh fruits, you can get your meats, and it's
cheaper.
I
mean, they already do. That's different than, like, a international business that is like, hey, we're Walmart I, right? We're the international branch.
Yeah.
And we're going to open up in your location, and we're just better because we're bigger. I'm saying that won't ever happen, but people will go to things like...
brick and mortar stores aren't a thing anymore. That's why it won't ever happen.
Exactly.
I'm talking about the idea of a company larger than Walmart able to go on a larger scale and provide better prices.
Well, no, but what you're saying is that specialized businesses are dying, which is true. Walmart is specialized as a, you know, Walmart-like department grocery store thing. We don't need those, because all of those things exist in a better form on Amazon.
Right. Well, technically Walmart does still have one advantage over Amazon, and that is timeliness. If you truly need something in the next, like, 10-15 minutes, you can just go to Walmart and buy it. Yeah. Oh, speaking of seriously, tonight on the Dan and Guy Power Hour, we discuss Sonic Mania. Okay, so Sonic Mania was... It was made by a guy by the name of Christian Whitehead and some other people. Christian Whitehead originally basically made an unofficial port of Sonic CD to mobile just as a kind of like tech demo to show to Sega, hey, it could be done. And then they're like, okay, fine. Here, we'll just make it official. Keep up the good work. He then proceeded to do this with some other stuff, you know, other Sonic games. And then because of the success of these ports, they eventually said, okay, you can make, you know, an original game now. Sonic Mania. Except Sonic Mania ended up being, you know, only 4 original stages and then 8 remixes of old stages. The thing is, they've changed so wildly. Like, they're the old stage in name only. Like, these are stages that have new mechanics, and it's just... So yeah, this is a 2D Sonic game. It's the, you know, it's not Sonic 4. It's more like, think like Genesis Sonic games where there's actual physics. And it just plays so well. I've already beaten it 2 times, and I'm on my 3rd playthrough. I already got all of the unlocks with all the bonus stages.
So wait, actually, hold on. But wait, before we even get to that. So this is just more
Sonic. It's just Sonic the Hedgehog here. I'll show you the video of it, and that will explain everything.
I like how many times you link me videos during this podcast.
Serious. Right here. It's just more Sonic.
Wait, is this also the guy who did the Sonic 1 thing?
Which Sonic 1 thing?
Someone made, like, a really cool port. Not like a port, but, like, they remade Sonic 1, and they added all of the, like, later Sonic stuff to it.
Oh, the spin dash, and... Yeah. Yeah, that was him. Well, I know he added he added Tails and the 2D spin dash to... Or the Sonic 2 spin dash to Sonic CD, and I know he did the other ports, so I'm assuming he did that there. It probably was him, because he's the guy that does this.
Yeah. It seems pretty radical.
Yes.
Is this for just the everything?
It's, well, it came out on Switch, PS4, Xbox One first, and then it was Steam 2 weeks later.
So, yes.
Yes, it is now on the everything. I cannot recommend this game more. Like, let me put it this way. GuyQuest is coming out this year. It's coming out probably on November 1st. And, you know, I've been working on GuyQuest 3.5 years. It's my magnum opus. If you ask me what my game of the year is in 2017, I'm not going to say GuyQuest. I'm going to say Sonic Mania.
And you can't say your own game.
Of course I can. I had intention to say this for years. I was getting ready. And then a game better than GuyQuest came out.
So you knew for years that you were going to be doing this podcast and need to have a game of the year?
I've had a game of the year for years.
No, I was... Never mind. I was being hilarious.
Yeah, I always have this discussion with Billy every year.
Okay, so you're saying you've played it 2 times, you've beaten it 2 times?
Yes, so I played it just first, you know, standard Sonic and Tails mode. You know, get the 7 emeralds, do all the special stages.
Wait, is Tails controllable? Or is it...
Yes, and, well... I mean, I was doing single-player mode, but I would assume, I know there is multiplayer mode. I haven't actually tried, like, popping the Switch Joy-Cons out and seeing if you could do 2 people on 1 screen. I know there's 2-player versus.
Okay. It's
probably doable,
wait,
maybe in...
Versus?
Yeah, like, you know, oh, like Sonic 2.
Like the normal versus split screen. Sonic 2. Okay, yeah. Okay,
they got split screen. Also, all the bonus stages... So not the special stages, the bonus stages, you know, go through a star post, jump into the swirling rings, are Blue Sphere levels. The special stages from Sonic 3.
I don't so it's like, think I remember those.
Blue Sphere, well, basically,
all I
right,
remember is the, like, half pipes you run down.
No, that's Sonic 2. Blue Sphere is the one where you're running around on a sphere and you have to get blue spheres, but avoid the red spheres.
Oh, was that not... Oh, that was Sonic 3, wasn't it?
Yes. And so it's all of the special stages from Sonic 3, all the special stages from Sonic and Knuckles, the 2 that were, you know, like, never, that were in-game but never used, and then 16, like, original new ones. And then when you get perfects on all of them, you unlock other things in games. So like getting perfects, every time you get a perfect, you get a gold medal. And then as you get those gold medals, you unlock stuff. So like you unlock the ability to play as Sonic 3 Sonic. So instead of having the drop dash, you have the insta shield. You can play as Sonic CD Sonic, where you have the super peel out. You know, you unlock and Knuckles mode, which is exactly what it sounds like. Instead of playing Sonic and Tails, you play Sonic and Knuckles. And you can play and Knuckles as any character. So you could play as Sonic and Knuckles, you could play as Tails and Knuckles, you could play as Knuckles and Knuckles.
Really, that's magnificent.
And Knuckles.
Knuckles and Knuckles. And Knuckles and Knuckles and Knuckles.
Yeah, just stack those cartridges.
What happens if you put a Sonic and Knuckles on a Sonic and Knuckles in, like, 1993?
Just two cartridges? It would probably just play regular...
Sonic and Knuckles?
Oh, just a second.
So in the time you're missing, I watched a video, which I also post in the show notes, of someone double-stacking Sonic and Knuckles.
You mean double-stacking Knuckles and Knuckles?
Yeah. So it turns out it works. If you plug two...
Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic and Knuckles, the cartridges.
It turns out it works just fine. Doesn't do anything crazy.
Yeah, it would just play as regular Sonic and Knuckles, right?
Yeah. Which is, you know, I was a little disappointed. I was hoping for some, like, magic.
Well, the issue is, right, if you put too many cartridges on there, if you were to stack, like, three Sonic and Knuckles or four, eventually
there'd be
voltage drops.
Yeah.
Well, not too much power. It's not enough power.
I was actually curious. Because you were talking about the, like, Sonic 3, you get, like, extra save slots.
Yeah, there's two extra save slots.
But, you know, he made a good point, which is, you know, I think it's pretty interesting. Which one does it save to?
If I recall, I remember reading this somewhere. I think all eight slots are actually on the Sonic 3 cartridge, because that's the one that's battery-backed. But they're only, like, viewable or visible if you have a Sonic & Knuckles plugged in.
Oh.
Don't hold me to that.
No, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Although, I mean, it still would be... I mean, the same question stands for if you plug just two of them together and run Sonic & Knuckles, which one of them is actually running Sonic & Knuckles?
The bottom one.
Why the bottom one?
Because that's how Sonic & Knuckles works. When it plugs into the top, it's only using some of the connectors, and it's basically just there to read information from that cartridge. Like, it's just... And it's only able to read, like, certain memory locations. That's why later games that took up more... had, like, a larger ROM weren't compatible with plugging them into Sonic & Knuckles.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Yes.
And that's also part of the reason why they were able to do Knuckles the Echidna in Sonic the Hedgehog 2, but not in Sonic 1. In Sonic 2, it's strictly just reading the map data, and then it adds a couple, like, Knuckles-only things to it, like, just hard-coded to be added. Sonic 1, I guess the map data was in, like, a different format, plus there were color palette issues, so it wouldn't have worked.
Color palette issues? Wait, so Sonic...
Yeah, Knuckles... In Sonic 1, Sonic's color palette is shared by a lot of the enemies. Like, it uses the same... areas of memory to define his colors that it does to define enemies. And when you're playing Sonic and Knuckles, if Sonic's on the screen, that's the Sonic colors are in that palette. If Knuckles is on screen, the Knuckles colors are in that palette.
Oh, but if Knuckles is on screen...
Sonic 1, all the enemies would become red.
That would actually be kind of awesome.
Yeah, well, there's a ROM hack that actually fixes it and lets you do Knuckles the Echidna in Sonic 1.
Do you need to go get little guy?
No, that's George, and Becky's taking care of it.
Okay. That's weird, you know.
Guy woke up, and then his waking up woke up George. Guy was just thirsty, I got him water, I got him back to sleep, went to help George. George panicked, I brought George to Becky. Becky's feeding him.
Yeah, it was interesting, like, because when I met George, he was just quite, he was just a quiet, little content look.
Yeah, he's... He has a single tooth.
Oh, as you can imagine, he's cheating now.
This is very painful.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. That would explain it.
Yeah. Evolution's really good at making you survive, but it's not really good at making you perfect.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, how do teeth form? Well, they form as these knives inside your mouth, and then they pierce your mouth. You like knives, don't you?
It's Game Study Home.